Ah, the sheriffs are back in town. The WIP Afternoon Show. With Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Ike, I like your color combo today.
Oh, you're rocking with your boy?
I like it.
A little green, a little
mint
on.
Green?
Well, you know what week it is. Tomorrow's a big day around here.
What?
Hold on, Brother Spike.
Okay, sorry.
Great to be back.
Yes.
10 days away is way too long. I got to tell you, after about 4 days, I was ready to come back to work. But since you guys weren't ready to come back, I couldn't come back.
Yes, sorry.
Jackie Baseball team is just as bad as it was when we left it. Still losing series, but Bryce Harper is back. Holla at you, boy.
Who cares what the record is? Did you see what MV3 did this weekend? Oh. Come on, man. We're back.
Wait, what is this week? You said this week
is training camp.
Oh, and that's why you're in the gear. Oh, okay, got it.
And a cold shiver with that
spine. Oh, you got to be reminded that it's training camp this week.
Yeah, it's
that
a football
really
town.
What have you been doing
we
when you've been
training? We get it.
Bro. I mean, you're not coaching or like, what does your outfit on Monday have to do with training camp week?
I'm getting ready.
Yeah, you look like you're going to go play golf and talk about training camp is what you look like. Well, it's a big show today, as it always is, and we did miss a lot over the week. So throughout the show today, because we were not on the air last week, we are going to do some stuff because we missed it, and we know that you specifically want to know what we thought of all those things. So, you know, Jalen being number 9 on the quarterback list.
God.
Makes a lot of sense.
I was happy I missed that.
WIP quarter century week. We'll talk about that. Talk about the rings that came out, you know,
Ooh-wee.
The team got their rings, all that kind of stuff. But we do start with the Phils, who lose 2 out of 3. They come back from the All-Star break, lose 2 out of 3 to the Angels. What was that?
Nah, sorry.
Yeah, you screwed that
Well,
up.
No, it just for some reason they turned the one button off when I was about to play a drop, and I got to turn the button back on.
Sad trombone?
Sad trombone. Okay. Yeah.
So Phils lose 2 out of 3 to the Angels, and I am legitimately conflicted. I was thinking about this after the game yesterday, because I was pretty sure they were going to win that game yesterday. And when they didn't win that game yesterday, I had a lot of negative feelings. I was mad at the Phillies. And I was trying to, like, I was painting in my mind whether, because I can do both of these things, whether I am glass half full on the Phillies for the rest of the year or glass half empty. And when I think of glass half full version of myself, Ike, I think, well, they are in first place.
Mm-hmm.
And Bryce Harper does look like he's turned a corner and he's back.
Mm-hmm.
They do still have the best starting staff in the National League, I believe. Aaron Nola will come back. Jose Alvarado won't pitch during the playoffs, but he'll be there to fortify the bullpen for the rest of the year. And it looks like all signs are that they're going to be aggressive at the deadline. That is my glass half full.
Yep.
And the glass half empty, I think, well, Ranger Suarez is falling apart again. The team is 15th in Major League Baseball in scoring runs. They have one-ish reliable bullpen piece. They're so desperate, they're spending $12 million on a 40-year-old who isn't even pitching this year. And Dave Dombrowski has never been aggressive at the deadline.
Yeah.
So are you, for the rest of this season, given what you've seen so far, glass half full on the rest of the season or glass half empty?
Well, first of all, I reserve the right to change where I stand today.
Yes, of
based
course.
On more information that I get.
Yes.
But where I'm sitting at right now, I am a glass half empty guy.
Mm.
And I'm naturally a glass half full guy. Everybody
you
will
are.
Tell you that's just naturally who I am, a glass half full guy. But I'm not liking what I'm seeing, and more importantly, I'm not liking what I feel from the team. You know, bringing in Dave Robinson, awesome. I don't know, does that say we're not doing anything at the trade deadline?
Well, that's when I started worrying.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So you get a move like that, and you wonder, okay, what are we actually going to do at the trade deadline to improve this team, to give them a better chance at reaching their full potential? But you know what? There's a funny thing about the perception of what full potential is for a particular team. And that's relative to who's looking at it.
Mm-hmm.
It's what their perception is of
sure.
it. So I don't know if the Phillies, Dave Dombrowski, John Middleton, who I believe is an eternal optimist, but I don't know if they really feel like this is a great opportunity. We can't let this pass. We have to do something so that we maximize this baseball team and add something significant. It doesn't feel like that's what they're doing. It feels like they're preparing to go with what they have and let the chips fall where they may. That's what I don't like. That's the feeling that I don't like. I want to be optimistic about this team. I do believe the potential is there with a starting rotation like they have right now. It's great to see Bryce Harper, at least for the last week or so. It looks like he's coming out of whatever he was in. And the idea that he lost his power certainly isn't there, as he certainly hasn't been hitting the ball out of the ballpark over the last four or five games that he's played. But I don't get a good feeling about a lot of the ancillary parts around the team. Yeah, I'm good with the stars. I'm good with Zach Wheeler. I'm good with Schwarber, right? I'm good with those guys. Even Sanchez, who's not necessarily a star, but I feel more confident in where he's at. I know what I'm going to get. Ranger does this just about every year when we have to start talking about whether or not do we need to shorten his innings, do you move him to the bullpen. Looks like he's on pace for that. Lizardo, he hasn't looked like the guy we thought he was going to be since May sometime. Right,
he's had a couple of starts, but yes, he's been inconsistent.
Stott still can't hit.
Yep.
Bohm is out now. Yep. So we're going to see how much we miss him not being in the lineup. Mm. Right? You're going to see how much that impacts. And we got arguably the worst outfield of any contender. Of any contender, we got the worst outfield.
And still in first place.
We are still in first place. But here's what I'll say to that, though, okay. Spike. That is, in my opinion, a way to... And I'm not saying it's bad, but it's less of the confidence that I have in this team and what they can do, and it speaks more to that there isn't necessarily a dominant team out there. That could be a good or bad thing. It's a good thing because it'll keep us in the race. But when we get to the postseason and we're lacking these things, it's going to rear its ugly head then, and I don't feel good about that. So I'm not in a good place right now with the Phillies just because – we're losing series to teams that, and we're talking about being a title contender. You can't lose. First of all, you can't lose a series going into the All-Star break against the Padres the way that we did. The Giants, we didn't even show up barely in that series. And then this one coming out of the All-Star break?
Yeah, against an under 500 Angels team.
And Come on, man.
215-592-9494. Are you glass half full or glass half empty for the Phillies the rest of the season? By the way, and Jack, before I get your opinion on this, the Robertson thing is like a perfect one move thing that you could go both sides on. Mm-hmm. You know, you could say, hey, look, what is the harm? Guy had a 3 ERA last year. You're just adding him to the bullpen. You didn't have to trade prospects for him, any of that. You're just, but then you say.
It didn't cost you anything but money.
Didn't cost you anything but money.
And a good amount with the luxury tax.
Yeah, ends up being like $12 million bucks.
That's 16.
No,
with the luxury tax, I'm pretty sure.
I think it's 12 and a half.
It's yeah, whatever.
He made a prorate.
Is he on the Phillies?
It's 12 and a half. Yeah.
They don't start this.
Well, no. It's a prorated $16 million salary, which ends up being $6 million, but after the luxury tax is about 12 and a half.
There you go.
You okay with that?
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
But to your point, the glass half empty part is you start thinking, uh-oh, do they know they're not going to be able to trade for a bullpen piece because it's too competitive out there, and they're going to tell us that their addition is they're looking at David Robertson as the trade deadline acquisition. They just added him, and they're going to get Alvarado back, and they're going to get Nola back, and all those things, and that's what they're going to tell us the trade deadline thing is. So that is the perfect, like, if I'm glass half full, I'm saying, look, we just added a good reliever, and we only have one. So glass half empty is... that might be the only reliever we add. Jack, are you... I don't know. How are you? Are you glass half full or glass half empty on the rest?
Glass half full. Okay. Like 100%. Yeah. Not even a doubt. Not even a shadow of doubt. I'd be floored if David Robertson is their move. Like, I know. I hear what you're saying. I would just be very, very surprised. I think that everything that's been out there, they want to go add a back end of the bullpen type of guy. So if David Robertson's the move, I think we should melt down. I think we should, you know, white picket fence. Not white picket fence, but, you know, picket fence.
Just picket. Yeah. It's not a picket fence.
Whatever.
No, it's not a picket
fence. Kenny Pickett.
Yes.
Yeah. Whatever. You walk with me. Walk with me. Yes.
White picket fence.
Well, white picket fence.
You don't need the fence.
I know.
Yeah.
We're all coming back from break. All right.
Yeah.
Jeez. Anyway. No, but I actually feel fine. Like, because I think it's so... At least it's so obvious what they need.
Yeah.
Like I keep looking at them. Lineup's excruciating. After you get through the top three, it's like it's just a hope and a prayer when they're if they can score.
That's all it is. Yes.
We're kind of intrigued by Otto Kemp, but you know we can't be relying on Otto Kemp for much. So I look at the lineup. I see those three, and I'm like, this is awful, right? I see the bullpen. I think they're going to make a big addition in the bullpen, and the starting pitching is really good.
They're not going to do anything.
Yes, they are. It's the first time they're actually putting out signals that they're going to try.
Spike knows it. They're not doing anything.
We get it. The Eagles got their ring. But, like... But, like, we understand.
Now I have to deal with this.
they're going to go make it. I look at them, and I still think there's a lot of good pieces here. With the starting rotation, with at least the top three doing their thing, you need to add a bat there.
So you think they're going to add a serious bat and a serious arm?
They're not doing anything.
That seems crazy, Jack.
They're going to get a bat, and they're going to get a big-time bullpen piece, if I had to bet right now.
A real bat.
I think they're going to get a real bat, an ish bat.
Well, but here's ish bat. I hear Ike talking, and I want to be positive. I hear you talking, and I think that you're crazy. You say you watch the lineup, and outside of the top three, it's a disaster. Yeah. And then you're like, well, they're going to add a platoon bat.
They're going to add a bat.
But how is that going to fix anything? And here's my other worry.
Make them a little deeper.
My other worry is that every contender in baseball needs bullpen help. Every single contender. And when that happens, it means the market's going to get pricier, and they're going to have to really make a decision. Are we going to trade one of our three best prospects for a bullpen arm for a year where we're not scoring runs?
They're not doing that.
Like that's it really just comes down to Dombrowski, is if you really believe he can pull off something serious at the deadline. Because then the last glass half full thing is... Mm-hmm. I just don't. The Brewers are playing great right now. Dodgers have a great lineup. All those things. I just look around the National League and I see a bunch of flawed teams all over the National League, and I just think of us as one of them.
That's the best case to me.
Yep.
To believe and remain to have hope.
Yeah.
Is that there isn't even the Dodgers don't look like a. Maybe they're just bored with the regular season.
It's possible.
But they don't look like a dominant baseball team right now.
No, they're struggling right now. And if you look at this. The Phils have been under 500 since June 1st, and they're still in first place. So the Met, like, what is. And then you just get to the playoffs, and you have this great starting rotation. You hope. Because if Ranger falls apart and Lizardo isn't there, all of a sudden the starting rotation.
Don't worry. Knowles is right there.
Okay. All right.
Knowles is right there. That's going to be that's a big deadline acquisition.
What Knowles? There it is. The worm over there in the booth.
They're great.
The worm in the booth. They're fine. Okay. We do have a next question today because we do have a prize today. We have four tickets to the Eagles training camp public practice Sunday, August 10th at Lincoln Financial Field. The event benefits the Eagles Autism Foundation. Only one public practice this year.
This is the only one.
It is Sunday, 6:30 p.m. So next question day, we will call with your sports point. Next question, today is National Junk Food Day. So give us your favorite junk food. It can be a specific brand, I guess. I think it could be a kind of food. Jack, your favorite junk food?
So it's been a while since I've done a full sleeve of these, but a nice double stuff Oreo.
Oh, dude. You go double stuff?
Oh, come on, man. More cream, the better. But like you
slow down.
You go double stuff Oreo.
It's the first day back.
Yep, yeah. You dunk that thing until the bubbles go away. And then you just munch.
Yeah.
It's great.
The second munch you used to.
You're munching on the cream butter.
Yes. Double stuff Oreos.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Many
welcome back.
Semi, buzz nights at Bloom. Just pounding double stuff Oreos.
You guys are going crazy.
Oh, man.
Sleeves.
Yeah, full sleeves.
Yeah.
Ike, a favorite junk food from you?
Oh, man. So many to choose from. You know what? I'm going to go with a gummy bear.
Oh,
I'm a gummy bear, gummy worm type of guy.
Yes. Yeah. As far as candy goes, you're a fruity candy guy, not a chocolate candy guy.
Yes.
Right? You're a fruity guy.
Yes. Yep. Now you're in. Yes, I'm a fruity guy.
Okay. Dude, you guys know what my favorite is. It's any kind of fry. It's any kind of French fry. I will
is that a junk food?
Oh, French fries? Are you kidding me?
I don't even think of when you say junk food.
You're thinking of snack food.
Yes, I'm thinking of candies and things of that nature. Okay, you're talking.
Is a ship a boat?
Yeah. I mean, French fry is junk
food. That's a junk food, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
You lived off them at the Super Bowl.
I lived off them in New Orleans. I also all every meal I had when we were on vacation in Delaware had French fries.
Nice.
Every single meal. Oh, man, I ate so many fries. Every restaurant we went to, I had the fries. Does it come with fries? If it didn't come with fries, one place I got pasta. I was like, I would like a side of fries with the pasta.
Wow.
So that is next question day. So next question is your favorite junk food on National Junk Food Day. And Phil's rest of the season. Glass half full or glass half empty? There's some evidence on both sides. 215-592-9494. Chris in Middletown. You're on WIP. What's up, Chris?
Good afternoon, man.
How are you, Chris? The first person we speak to coming off vacation?
Hey, listen, I'm glad to hear you guys back. And more importantly, Spike, I'm glad the rules are back in place.
Yes, so, sir.
Sticking with that theme, let's get right into this. I'm glass half full.
Okay.
Listen, these guys... they've had all their struggles, and they're still top of the NL East. I think that's going to continue. We got Nola coming back. Bryce seemed to be catching a stride. So I see all the things going on. As far as the moves, I think this is our first stepping off point. This is not going to be the last move because, let's face it, if this team collapses down the stretch, I mean, Dave Dombrowski is going to be looking for a new job.
I don't think so. There is no chance.
You don't think he gets canned if they fall apart?
You think Dave Dombrowski is general managing as if his job is on the line right now?
I do.
There's not one move he's made this year that says that.
No, I think. You know what I think? I think that Dave Dombrowski is in the place with the Philadelphia Phillies in the same place that Joe Banner at one point was with the Eagles and Andy, in that they had full trust of the owner.
Yeah.
And then I think that John Middleton will be critical of what Dombrowski does or doesn't do. But I think John Middleton goes to Dombrowski and says, what do you think we should do? Now, he can say, you can spend this, you can spend that, I want you to go for it, all that sort of stuff. I think the chances of Dave Dombrowski being fired from the Phillies are zero.
Zero.
Yeah, I don't know. But like the one thing is for sure, I will tell you this, they're not going to get a big headliner type player. Because when Middleton came out and said they expect to see Abel and Painter in the bullpen in the postseason, I believe it was Middleton and not Dombrowski, but either one of them said it. That to me was like a little bit of a tell. Like they already have the plan where they're like, hey, these guys are going there. Like, why would you be talking about what your plan is for those particular players and name them if they are potential trading pieces? It could be a little posturing, but I don't think so. So I think they're going to go mid-row guys. And while we're addressing some nonsense, can we please address the third member of your show? This guy tweets out that he wants Luis Roberts Jr. The guy's batting 200 is 10 home runs. I don't need another Kepler that bats from the right hand side of the plate. Please don't go get me that.
Well, that's do you know what that's Jack. And before Jack, before you get a chance to answer,
let me add.
Well, Chris, what Jack's doing is he is setting up for the Phillies to go trade for a guy hitting 200 and for Jack to say it's a win. He is setting the bar low. There's guys that you could trade for that have 25 homers, 30 homers, as Steve Kwan we're talking about. We're going to go get a guy that has hit 200 for two consecutive years and had one good year in 5 years, and Jack's going to tell you how much it's
300 in the last 10 days.
There you go.
Listen, Spike, I can see it through the tweet. There was some dirt left on the keyboard from the worm because he's lowering the bar.
Yeah, he's lowering the bar.
Yep, that's him.
It's disgraceful.
We all
honestly.
Know what's going on. But guys, I don't need a guy like that. I mean, go get me, go get me a journeyman guy. Get me a guy that's 30 plus years old. You know, the Astros, go get me Ward. Get me somebody like that. That isn't going to cost you a whole lot because I just don't see them. They're not going to move those major pieces. They've already said, hey, listen, we want to be set up for the next 5 years, too. We want to still continue to enjoy baseball. So I don't think they're going to go all in big splash here. And,
all right, Chris.
I don't know. Jack, I'll give you a chance.
Next question today. What is your favorite junk food?
My favorite junk food is people from Pennsylvania in particular, Central PA, Northeast PA will notice. It's from Middleburg, Pennsylvania. It's a brand of chip called Middlesworth potato chips. I don't care if you eat barbecue, sour cream, or the regular. They are unbelievable. Hmm. Middlesworth potato chips.
Is that like a kettle chip? Or is it like a regular chip?
Okay. So to my understanding, they cook it in shortening, so probably not the best thing to eat, but my God, they are by far the most amazing chip.
Okay. All right. There you go.
Yeah, PA's a good chip state.
Jack, have you tried those chips? Feels like something you would have tried.
Yeah, I think they're popular in Bloomsburg.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What was the name of the chip again?
Middlesworth. I believe.
All right. 215-592-9494. Phils lose 2 out of 3 to the Angels. We are about one week away from the trade deadline. Are you glass half full or glass half empty on the Phils for the rest of the year? And for a 4-pack of tickets to go to the Eagles public practice Sunday, August 10th.
There you go.
Your favorite junk food. Coming up next.
That's something to get excited about.
One of the things we missed was Jalen's rankings.
Thank God we missed that.
We're not going to miss it. We're going to do it today.
Made a lot of sense.
And it's my brother's birthday. And I've been doing something for about 15 years on my brother's birthday. You might remember it.
This might make you the worst sibling in sibling history.
He has
especially with what is currently happening with your brother.
Yes. He did get hit by a car and has begged me not to do this. And I'm doing it anyway. That is coming up next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Man, Mace was college for me.
I
loved Mace.
It's probably like 2 or 3 Mace songs that he's on that I'm cool with. He's normally is like a feature or something else.
Yeah, his first one was Remember Only You, the 112 song. He was on that with Biggie. Yeah.
I got some of those that I like of him in those earlier days. I was never a big Mace fan.
Oh, I was a huge Mace guy.
Yeah.
Oh. you remember, so that first album's Harlem World, and I'll never forget, Keith Bullock, he lived on our strip at Syracuse.
Yeah.
Borrowed the CD. Of course, you were good friends with him?
No, borrowed the CD, never gave it back. Never gave it back.
That's something I was known to do as well.
Oh, you were a CD borrower?
Or tape.
Yes.
I was in college early enough that
still the tapes.
Cassette tapes, borrow somebody's tape and you hope they forgot they lent it to you. You're like, I don't know where it's at.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget, visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. What do you feel more about the Phillies right now? Glass half full or glass half empty? Ike, what do you think the poll is at?
Well, glass half empty.
All right. Where do you think it's at?
That goes 58%.
63.5%.
Okay.
Glass half empty.
Okay.
I wonder... I do wonder, it's funny, you guys taught me last year not to live and die with every series.
Mm-hmm.
I do wonder if they had won yesterday, they had won 8-2 rather than losing 8-2, if the poll would be completely flipped.
Yes.
I think it probably would.
Yes, especially with the way Bryce has played over the last couple of days.
I think people want to be talked into the team.
Yes.
It's just they haven't played long enough, well enough, to really get people to buy in during the downtime.
We had the one stretch where they won like 9 straight or 10 straight. Then they have a stretch where they won like 8 or 9 straight games.
Yeah, so they beat the Pirates and Rockies.
But other than that, we haven't had this long sustained. Like, even when we get to feeling good, we wind up losing a series or losing a game that frustrates everybody. So,
well, I think people are just so annoyed with the offense.
Yeah.
And I think
because
you watch the offense on a night in, night out basis, you don't feel like it's good enough, which is not currently.
Mm-hmm.
And then we know the bullpen's a disaster. And they are, 20-21 since June 1st?
Yeah.
So that's where you can start bringing up, well, last year was the same kind of thing. I think there's certainly a lot of more reasons for pessimism. But glass half full, always.
And here's the thing, though. You can change that. And I think it's going to be harder this year, so I'm not going to be unrealistic with Dave Dombrowski, but I'm just saying, in theory... You can change that with a big move at the trade deadline.
Well, sure.
If you make the move that separates you from the rest of that pack that we consider to be sort of mediocre, and we're right there with them, well, we need to make a move that separates us from those guys.
Well, and I don't want to hear – here's just laying down the law for Dave Dombrowski. I just don't want to hear that the market was too rich and you didn't want to give – like, go earn your check. Earn your Hall of Fame, status.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody can go out and bid more than other teams and go get a player.
Yeah.
Like that, it's not just that. It has to be more than that, And he's done. I think he's done okay on the margins, like in off seasons. Like Lizardo was fine, was a nice pickup.
The in season stuff that he hasn't necessarily hit on, and unfortunately for him, that's what's going to be. Like the overwhelming thought for us as fans behind his GM tenure.
Yes, is what did you do?
What did you do during the season to get us over the top?
Absolutely.
Has not done it.
You can't let this year just fade away. With the starting pitching they've had, with the age of the players, you can't just... And I want him to go prove who he is. And I don't, that doesn't mean I want him to give up the farm for somebody. Mm-hmm. But it, like, if you're better at this job than your contemporaries, you have to find a way to add the guys that put them over the top. Like, you just have to. That is your job, and it is what you are judged on. I can make, but let's take it for Maury. I can make all the excuses for Maury that I want, right? Mm-hmm. That he's won this many games. This, at the end of the day, if they are if they win 37 games this year because Joel Embiid doesn't play, Daryl Morey's going to have to pay the price for that because it's his job to make sure it doesn't happen,
yep.
whether it's his fault or not. So right. In this situation, it is on Dave Dombrowski to make sure this year doesn't slip away. It's on the players, for sure. Number one, it's on the players. But he has to, for once in his tenure here during the season, go out and make a big move.
Yeah, he hasn't
put...
He hasn't put the team in a position where we can be like, you know what? Dave Dombrowski has done his job.
Right.
There's nothing more he could do to add to the team. You guys have to go out there and get your job done.
Right. Because a lot of the production that you're not, there's $20 million sitting there with Taiwan Walker a year. That's Dave Dombrowski, right? Yep. Dave Dombrowski sound Castellanos, right?
Yep.
That's Dave Dombrowski. Dave Dombrowski gave $10 million to Max Kepler. That's Dave. They're all yours. $10 million, not nothing. It's not a minimum salary. We could have brought up Otto Kemp to play for a minimum salary and do what Max Kepler's doing. That's on him. That's on him. Before we get to the phones, want to say real quick, it is my brother's 41st birthday today.
Happy birthday,
Happy
Jason.
Birthday, Jason. Yes.
Jason.
Jason.
It's not long I've been knowing you. I know your brother's name.
Yep. So for Jason did get hit by a car in L.A. last week.
Right.
I got a picture from his wife of just him in the ER. Hey,
Jason, how did you get hit by a car?
So he was going to some fitness class or something, and
what a loser!
Yes, so he has this dumb little scooter that he rides there or something. So he's on the scooter. Well, I don't know what happened because he went out. He got hit by
the
car.
Scooter, like the kind they ride in the street, right?
Yes.
The kind
we
see flying by us.
Yes.
Very LA of him.
Yes, he did have a helmet on, which I think saved his life.
A grown man with a helmet on.
Yes. Well,
in this case, it was a good thing.
Yeah, he would have been a dead grown man without a helmet on if he wasn't wearing one.
That's a fair point.
Would you have given out his number?
Yes.
If he
was dead?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely.
Nice. Holy hell, man.
I would have. So for over 15 years, I've given Jason's number out on the radio for everyone to send him a text or give him a call for his birthday, which I would encourage you to do. He has begged me not to do it today. It's harder. He's got to work from home. He can't look at screens, whatever. But his phone number is 215-317-3000. It is 215-317-3000. And everyone can attest that is his real number. Everybody's like, you're not actually giving out his number. Oh, trust me, I am. So send him a text, maybe with a happy birthday message, maybe with a picture that is not safe for work. Don't worry, it's just popping up on his phone. You know, he once, I believe, got a picture of Mr. Peanut in a compromising position.
Oh,
that said, happy birthday. Yes. So you can give him a call or shoot him a text, 215-317-3000. Our phone number.
I will say I am proud that this has been going on that I've known. Yeah, since 2010. I know I was working with your dad the first time I heard you do this.
Decade and a half at least.
Yeah, I'm proud that I have never taken part in this.
Collegeville Bakery or whatever put it up on their screen
That's
once on his birthday. So, what is our phone number here? I just got screwed up.
215-592-9494.
There we go. 215-592-9494. Corey in Columbus. You're on WIP. What's up, Corey?
Hey, yo, welcome back, boys.
What's up, C?
Hey, man, I'm glad y'all back. You know what I'm saying?
Feel me?
You know, when y'all was on vacation, you know, I was on vacation because, you know, we a team. When y'all break, I break. You know what I'm saying?
If we you needed a mental reset week?
Yep. Because this year, it's going to be a new me. I'm making a heel turn. I ain't putting up with no bull crap. If you saying goofy stuff this year, I'm calling you out.
Oh, that's what I like. I like that.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's going to be a lot of that this year. But, you know, this is the thing with the Philadelphia Phillies. I'm still glass half full. We still in first place. But my thing is, I'm looking at this front office, and I'm like, do y'all really want to win? Because I do, the fans do, the players do. And I mean, like, you be hearing things out here, like Joe Giglio and them was talking about they interested in Mason Miller. I'm tired of y'all throwing out these names, like trying to teach us like we treat us like we fish out here, you know, dangle the carrot in front of us. Like, oh, you know, Mason. And we talk about it, get all excited, and then the deadline comes. And, you know, we get guys like Austin Hayes and all that. Like, nah, I don't do that. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Like, be a real organization. Y'all really trying to win. Go out here and win. Like, and I get it. Like, Bryce Harper, MV3 playing back. You know Schwarber. Hey, pay that man today. The Ohio legend, give him his contract today. Because all that number is going up. You know what I'm saying? That number going to the roof.
Well, yeah, that definitely
is. Get his signature today. You know? So get that taken care of. Bryce's style, we might have to send him down, you know, to get like reassignment or something. Because I don't know what it is, but he can't hit the baseball. You know what I'm saying?
He needs to choke up.
Yeah, right. Alec Bohm, you know what I'm saying? I'm a Bryson Stott guy. I had him going to the All-Star game. You know, I'm really wrong. I had that. I might as well not talk baseball saying that. The way this dude looks, he don't even look like a major league player. But I'm still optimistic, you know. But like I said, Alec Bohm, everybody hated him. Spike, oh, you know, he a hater. He said, I'm going to hate on him no matter what.
Yep.
You know, we might miss Alec Bohm. We might miss those.
We're going to miss him.
No.
Yep. Yeah. Trey Turner and the consistency. But go out there and get me somebody. I don't care who it is. I need a name. Everybody was joking about the whole Mike Trout. I know that ain't going to happen. But if you're really serious about getting a guy like Mason Miller, go and get this dude. You know what I'm saying? And Jack, don't be trying to take my line, because I'm the one that said getting Nola back was going to be like getting a veteran, you know, trade acquisition. Mm-hmm. Don't try using that. You was laughing at me when I said it 2 weeks ago. Don't try to take my line.
Would never.
Your own, yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Because he's not a NOLA believer. You don't really believe in NOLA.
Yeah, it's a big deadline acquisition, though.
Yep, so don't do that.
5 years five years left on that deal.
Right. But I'm happy to have the crew back. You know, we all guns are blazing. But look. Hey.
Hold on, see. Yeah, you see the rings. You see the rings.
Hey, and that's why I'm going to listen. Don't come over here saying those bull crap. I'm going to listen to what y'all got to say.
The list made a lot of sense, Corey. Yeah, the list made a lot of sense.
I'm surprised you didn't wait until after we discussed this to call.
It's heel turn, Corey, from Columbus. So y'all better watch.
All right.
You know what I'm saying?
What's your
the ring is nice, baby. And let me get my
yeah, what's your favorite junk food?
Junk food.
Hey, when I was in high school, y'all, I used to be at a killer box of them honey buns. Y'all, I can't do it no more, you know, when tablets made it fast, you know, but honey buns, baby, them snacks.
Honey buns.
You
know?
Honey buns are good ones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Spike, I'm getting a lot of word that fries aren't junk food.
They're absolutely junk food. That's a problem with America. Let me tell you. If America thinks that French fries are junk food, that's why we're the fattest nation in the world.
Let me talk through this a little bit. Junk food is like a snack, right? That's junk.
French fries are
a food. It's a side item. It's not junk food.
It is absolutely junk food.
So then, is pizza junk food?
Borderline. Like,
How about burgers?
Again, borderline.
Hot dogs.
Look, French fries have no nutritional value. Pizza does. A hamburger
no
does.
No nutritional value.
It doesn't. It's bad. It's just bad for you. I don't know what to tell you. It's junk food.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm just trying
to talk my way through this.
I don't care what those people on the internet say. Go to hell.
I'm just talking my way through it. That's all right. All right.
We will get to the Jalen list right after I tell you about, like, no junk food at Colonial Hyundai. Well, maybe for lunch. I don't know. John Ashdale, the Cars Czar, going to hook you up right now. So he got together with Hyundai to do the biggest event of the summer, the Colonial Hyundai Fest. Save up to 20% off any new Hyundai in stock, up to 10 grand. Over 300 vehicles on the lot right now. New Santa Fe's, new Tucson's, new Elantras. The Colonial Hyundai Fest is your time to get into a brand new Hyundai without increasing whatever your monthly payment is. You drive in with the car you're driving now, leave. And by the way, financing as low as 0% with any new Hyundai in stock, only at Colonial. Give you $6,500 for your trade, no matter what condition, guaranteed only at Colonial. And they're going to give you America's best warranty, a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain with Hyundai Assurance, online 24/7 at ColonialHyundai.com. The Colonial Hyundai Fest, the faster, easier, better way to buy a Hyundai. So we did miss a couple of quarterback lists. Now, the big one...
Thought we were lucky.
The big one was from ESPN, and they've been doing this for every position so far, and they rank the top 10. They talk to executives, coaches, and scouts for these rankings. So it's not talk show hosts. It is coaches, executives, and NFL scouts.
Although we may have been ahead of the curve when we did our our list.
Maybe.
Yes.
No one was doing lists before top 11 week.
Number 9, Jalen Hurts ranks. Mm. So they did top 10. Yeah. He was honorable mention last year. The highest ranking that anyone gave him in this was 6.
Yeah.
The lowest ranking was not in the top 10.
Hardest wood I had ever touched.
What?
All I present to you is this. They are not just hating.
Oh, yeah, they are.
No, they're not.
Yeah, they are.
They see the same thing that everybody else sees. They're crying over this list. They're crying. It's not me doing the list. It's not Fritz doing the list. It's not the camera doing the list.
Well, throw Giglio in there, too, now.
Giglio.
I never know which side of the fence Giglio is on.
Might as well throw him there.
Yes.
Highest ranking 6, lowest ranking unranked, number 9 behind, I'm sure you heard this, but number one was Mahomes, number 2, Allen, number 3, Burrow, Lamar Jackson, Jaden Daniels, Matt Stafford, Justin Herbert, Jared Goff, Baker number 10. That's the one I'm insulted by, the fact that they had Baker behind Jalen. Ike, your thoughts?
I mean, just the disrespect continues.
It just continues. Yeah, it's disrespect.
You know what this is?
What is it?
These coaches and GMs who have had this sort of perception of Jalen as a quarterback, and they don't want to come off of it.
Okay.
Took him a long time to come off the Lamar Jackson initial perception of him as a quarterback.
Uh-huh.
And now they 2 MVPs later or what have you, they have no choice but to put him up there.
Mm-hmm.
Jalen, 2 Super Bowl appearances later and a Super Bowl MVP, they are still reluctant to give him credit for being that quarterback. Here's what I would ask. Here's what I would ask.
Mm-hmm.
Because this didn't make – this didn't. I wasn't outraged by this.
Okay.
And here's why I'm not outraged by it. Because you know what? I've given up.
Yeah.
I've given up with this idea of trying to convince you guys that you should appreciate what Jalen Hurts does at the quarterback position. Fine. If he's not appealing to your eye and you're in love with the tall 6'5", 240-pound, cannon for an arm guy that you keep hoping you get a date with, that you're going to get a chance to go out with her and ask her to marry you, you keep going for that one. You keep coming up short with that one. That's what you keep doing. That's the Justin Herbert. That's all the other nonsense. Because why else would you have Justin Herbert in front of Jalen Hurts? Let me just start with him. What reason would you have Justin Herbert in front of Jalen Hurts? Is it winning? Like what reason? He's 0-2 in the playoffs with bad performances, not just 0-2. I mean, at least with Josh Allen, he's gone down in shootouts.
Sure, yeah.
Where his side did their job. All right? What am I getting out of Justin Herbert? He blew a 27-point lead to the freaking Jags and lost. So I don't understand why he's up there. Jaden Daniels, have we not learned? You know, and I like Jaden Daniels. I like Jaden Daniels just like I liked C.J. Stroud coming out. And last year, C.J. Stroud was everybody's darling. He was the one they pushed up to number 5, number 6 in the league after 1 year. How did that work out? So Jaden Daniels, as much as I like him as an individual talent, let's see what he looks like when the Hail Mary doesn't fall for him or the team doesn't miss the field goal at the end. They won like 4 or 5 games last year that they could have very easily lost. When they're sitting at 9-8, 10-7, trying to fight to get in the playoffs, I wonder, is he going to get knocked as an elite quarterback, top 5 in the league, and his team finishes 9-8 after getting blown out in the NFC Championship game? You know what they'll do? Is they'll blame the talent around Jaden Daniels and say Jaden Daniels is great. So we get locked in on what our initial perception of a guy is, and we stick with that as long as we can. Believe me, I know. I've been there. Certain guys I bought into, and you hang on to it as long as you can. And that could be a negative thing as well, because Jalen, who 3 years ago was ranked 42nd on somebody's list, has gone to two Super Bowls since then, and won a Super Bowl and a Super Bowl MVP, and finished runner-up in MVP in the league, two times Pro Bowler and an All-Pro. Since Chris Sims had him 42nd in the league. He's been fighting this for the longest. It's exhausting. The guy just keeps winning. I'll go with that. If you got other guys you like in front of him, I don't know. All I know is I'll take what this guy has done in 5 years versus what a lot of those guys have done in 5 years for their teams. There's only one guy ahead of him that has had a better career in the 5 years he's been in the league than Jalen has had. I'll take Jalen's.
What I would say is this.
Yeah.
If you had told us 5 years ago, you will have a quarterback who everyone says is at least top 10, mm-hmm. and you won a Super Bowl, would you take that and be happy with it?
Yes.
And the answer would be yes.
Yeah.
So if they have 9 or 7 or sure. whatever the hell it is, if it's good enough to win the Super Bowl with the team that it has, I'm happy. It's fine. I don't think the fact that they've won makes him number 5 or 4 or 3 or 2 or 1. Okay. That is my position on it. But my position also is, again, if you had said you will have a Super Bowl, go to 2, win 1, and a quarterback who's everyone says is top 10 in the league, I would say,
You got your franchise quarterback.
I'll take it. Yeah. Yep. And then the crying. I heard Devin crying and Alex Call, our Phillies insider.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Can I read this tweet from Alex?
If you can get through it that well enough. Oh, my goodness.
The worst part about the Jalen Hurts hate.
Oh, there's so much hate.
Is that he already gets zero credit and ripped all over the country. You would think his city. Who can now call themselves champs.
We call ourselves champs in 17, too.
The people he brought the Lombardi back for would give him extra praise in spite of everyone. Instead, it's the same.
Oh,
it sucks.
Sucks.
Now, wait. We did top 11, and our staff and our listeners had him 3 in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Where too is low. The hate?
Yeah.
Everybody loves him. Shut up.
Well, everybody doesn't love him.
Well, not everybody doesn't love him. But he's getting plenty of credit locally.
Yes. You know what it is? I think there's way more support for him than there is detractors.
I think
sometimes the detractors are louder, and that happens.
You know what I think? It is fair to say it is hard to judge him in these lists. Is what I think it is. I think that people ultimately, when they're making this kind of list mm-hmm. from a coach or a GM, and we were talking about this coaches last week, when I said that I would have Jim Harbaugh over Sirianni for a moment, and I said, well, I would rather have him than Sirianni, and you said that's different. And I agree, for the list. I think these kind of lists, you basically have an exec or a scout saying, who would you rather have?
Oh, yeah.
And I understand why they would rather have this guy, that guy, or the other guy. He is a difficult, the same way, and I know the guy got mad when I said it a couple weeks ago, the same way that Flacco was difficult to judge mm-hmm. while he was successful, Hurts is difficult to judge in these lists because his regular season last year was not great. It was fine. But he did come to play in those two huge games.
Yeah.
And he does seem to be a perfect quarterback for what they're trying to do right now.
No, he's perfect for everything
that
we do, the Eagles are trying to do. He's perfect. Even national people, because the Eagles are such a good team every year, they don't get the fawn over Jalen Hurts like they do the other quarterbacks. So they automatically jump to, hold on. Are we giving him enough credit, or are we overrating him? Like, what are we doing with Jalen Hurts? He has an all-star team around him.
Well, I saw.
And by the way, he is the only quarterback in the league that gets docked for having talent around him.
I agree.
Which is it's the thing that baffles me the most, because we'll make excuses for the other guys that we feel are elite because they don't have talent around them.
Yeah.
Right, they get the benefit of the doubt for not having the talent. Then he gets knocked for winning with talent. And I'm going to let you go here in a second. And I know this was before free agency. But you do know free agency started in, 93? 91 or 93? I think it was 93.
Oh, for the NFL. Okay.
Free agency. All those quarterbacks, they got to play with great talent around them because there was no free agency and they were signing guys to 6-7 year deals and you didn't move around. Guess what? when the 49ers put together a roster, they could take a weak-armed Joe Montana who came out in the third round, and put talent around him. And before Tom Brady was recognized as the greatest quarterback ever. And this is how great he was. He was so great, they got rid of him for the backup and went and won the Super Bowl.
Again. Yeah.
Again.
Yeah.
So that lets you know the talent around the quarterback matters. Troy Aikman, the talent around you matters. John Elway for years couldn't win. Then he got Terrell Davis. Then all of a sudden, he's a top five quarterback all the time. Before then, he couldn't win the big game.
I just
lost three Super Bowls and looked bad in the Super Bowl. I mean, looked bad. Didn't even look good in the Super Bowl loss. Looked bad.
I think people that argue the talent around them are just arguing the wrong way, to be quite honest with you. I just don't think they're great at arguing.
That's the only thing that drives me crazy is that I can't knock Jalen for having talent when, listen, I felt like I was lucky enough to play on a very good team. Our offense was nowhere near stacked as this offense is.
It's not even close.
Not even close to it. So there are players that went through eras of playing that would appreciate having that level of talent and take advantage of. But then you have the Jim Kellys and the Buffalo Bills. They went to four straight Super Bowls. Talent, Hall of Famer at wide receiver, Hall of Famer at running back, Hall of Famer at quarterback, Hall of Famer at defensive end, all-time sack leader in Bruce Smith. They were 0-4. So I bring that up to say, and Jim Kelly was a first-round pick, everybody think the world of. It takes more than just having talent. There are teams that have been talented that didn't get the job done. So just to say I can put any quarterback in there with that team and go win, I think that's unfair to Jalen as well. There are teams that have been very – Randall Cunningham. In 98, my rookie year, Chris Carter, Jake Reed, Robert Smith, Randy Moss, Randall Cunningham, MVP. They lost an NFC championship game. You can have talent and still don't win. This dude wins a lot of football games. And I know it's not all driven by him, but he wins a lot.
Good enough to be ninth best in the NFL.
Well, he's top five in my book. But I'm going to let those GMs, I guarantee you, one of them wasn't Howie, and I'd like to see how many of them got jewelry on their fingers.
I would love to have Howie in here on the live detector.
You feel me, though?
Yes.
All those GMs, how many of them got jewelry on their fingers? Because they put together a championship roster.
I don't know.
Could be a problem for them. They're looking at things the wrong way. You may need to go get you a Jalen Hurts. Get you a Super Bowl.
Yeah. All right.
I did that on purpose, so I ate up all your time.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well, we'll give it to you in the High Hopes Shacky Baseball Report.
Yeah, we'll get it back to Jalen in the High Hopes Shacky Baseball Report.
The
talent around him matters.
Yep. All right. That's coming up next. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.